Thank you for calling 100,000. This is Rachel speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is Cedric Ball. What's going on? I got to call you every morning?
No, you absolutely don't have to call me every morning, Cedric.
Yeah, I have been.
Your caregiver, your niece called off today. I just looked at the schedule. Your niece called off today, so I'm trying to send somebody out to replace her.
And I gotta go to the doctor. I gotta go to my dialysis today. They come here at 11, so if they don't come at 11, I'm just gonna call. I'm gonna get somebody else because I called all weekend. I called last week calling to see where somebody is.
I talked to you. I can't remember what day I talked to you, but
I've been calling you every day.
Okay, but you have.
I can leave every day.
Cedric, we can't talk over one another. We can't. And I'm not.
Go on.
You had Yanaya on Saturday. Both shifts were covered on Saturday. Sunday, both shifts were covered. Someone called off last minute for both shifts, and I made sure to get them fully covered so that you didn't go without care. Again, we've had this conversation before, and I'm not trying to trivialize how you feel because I do understand. But unfortunately, I cannot hold a gun to somebody's head and say, go to the client's house or else. Okay, that would be illegal if I did. I can't make people go to work, but what I can do is try my best to keep you covered, which is what I've been doing. There's no shift that hasn't been covered in the last at least 6 days. Right now, I didn't have it on my thing that you were going to, I didn't have it on my calendar that you had an appointment today. That's okay. It's 10:11. I just sent your shift out about 4 minutes ago when I saw that Tanisha had called off. So certainly somebody can get there by 10:30, 10:45. Again, I'm trying my best to get you covered, get you a replacement, but the reality of the situation is, and this is always what happens, somebody's always picking up a shift instead of just waiting until they know that they can actually work. One of those people is your niece. So if somebody else wanted to pick up, they can't because she's already picked up the shift and now she's calling off because her children don't have school today, which was announced last week. So, again, I'm trying my best. As soon as I get someone to respond to your shift, I will definitely let you know. I'm going to try to reach out to a couple people who I know are off today, and hopefully I can get somebody else there within the next 30 minutes, okay?
Yeah, but my thing is, I shouldn't have to call you.
Yeah.
I always call you. You don't call me and say, hey, such
and
such.
On the weekend,
that's the weekend. We're talking about weekends. We're talking about last week.
You're talking about last weekend, but again,
you're talking about last week.
Sunday. But again, I called you during the week last week. But if I'm not looking at the schedule because I don't have a computer in my face on the weekends, but when I look at the – by the time I look at the schedule, it's already – I'm already seeing what's going on, so I'm trying to work my best to get all clients covered, not just Cedric, but all clients, any clients that are without care because you're not the only person, and I want you to know that. I'm trying to get everybody covered. So, again, I apologize if you feel like you had to call me. I was on another call when you called through with another client. So that's why I didn't answer right away. And then when I looked, I seen that Tanisha had called off because she was not clocked in when I seen you calling. So I immediately tried to send it out to get somebody else to cover you.
It seems like it's an excuse to me. Because I always got to get up.
I mean, see if any of your other family will come and do your care if you feel like you can find somebody that's going to be
there. The government is paying for somebody to come out here and take care of me.
They only pay, that we only billing when somebody actually covers a visit, Cedric, because if we, that's what they do to deal with nobody
but
there.
I'm saying, I shouldn't have to keep calling and calling like, Rachel, there's no one here.
Okay.
I shouldn't have to do that.
Second, do you know why you're doing that today? Because your niece called off last minute, and I was just in line with another person.
You act like this is a first time thing. This is not a first time thing.
I had to call you this weekend and last week.
I called yesterday. I'm not, listen, well, you would be upset like I am. If you get up or you're on a machine and you're thinking somebody in your house and you get up and no one's here.
Why would you think somebody is in your house unannounced?
Because they got, that's what the key is for.
Okay.
That's what the key is for, because if I can't get off the machine in time, that's what the key is for.
Okay, Cedric, you're going to make yourself sick by trying to get, like, doing all of this stuff.
You're not
going to
make yourself sick, because
I'm trying to make sure that I'm
getting
a call
for everybody that I, when I call, what's going on? When I call you, I got to say, like, where's the person at? I don't know about nobody else. Really don't care. I'm worried about Cedric.
Okay, Cedric.
I don't
care. So all right, so say if Roscoe is running late, okay? He has to be there at 6. If it's 6:05, Cedric, you are calling me.
No.
But
Roscoe
could be late. But I'm saying, I'm just giving you, Cedric, again, we cannot talk at the same time. I'm giving you an example. If Roscoe is running 5 minutes late, you are calling to say nobody showed up. But unfortunately, people are late, so I have to wait until
okay. Would you please get somebody out here? I got to finish getting dressed so I can get to this doctor.
Okay.
All right. Bye.